Welcome to PodTech.net, Info Talk Podcast here at the Sundance Film Festival on Main Street with the Intel Digital Experience Pavilion Entertainment Showroom.
Zone.
We're here with Kevin Wenzel from HP, who's actually partnering with Intel. Kevin, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So HP is partnering with Intel, showing off the latest gear on mobile computing. You got a lot of IPTV type devices. Also, the Vive chipset is a big part of Intel's story. Talk about what you guys are showing.
Well, the things we've got here from HP, we've got our latest Media Center PC, and that is the Media Center that has the Vive technology built in. And then we've also got my favorite, which is our new DV1000 notebook computer with the Intel Centrino Duo technology in it. So this is a 5.3-pound notebook that has the dual core CPU in the machine.
The dual core, which is the Centrino Core Duo.
Centrino Duo, Core Duo.
Dual core, basically built for road warriors, built for multitasking.
Built for somebody who does a lot of CPU-intensive work. Anything that's built for multitasking, multi-threading, something like that, the Core Duo processor does actually make a big difference.
It used to be power users would get the high-end notebooks because they were, quote, power users. But today, pretty much everyone's a power user, you know, whether they have a Skype client open, they're downloading stuff, podcasts from iTunes, they have all these multiple clients open, which puts a lot of strain on traditional architecture. So talk about how the notebooks are being designed for the average user.
When you talk about the average user of a notebook, I have a real problem with that because we have lots of different kinds of users. In fact, friends will often ask me to recommend a notebook that they should buy. And the first thing you got to ask them is what they're going to do with it. So for somebody who's just going to read email, get on the internet, maybe watch a movie now and then, some of that kind of stuff, they don't need that Core Duo processor. They don't need even a high-end processor. They don't need the huge hard drive. So for them, they can get a machine that costs under $700 and do great. But for somebody who, as you say, is a road warrior who's got an email client open and is maybe doing some downloads, doing some word processing, some internet access, all kinds of things like that at the same time, getting that Core Duo processor means they're not going to notice their machine bogging down as much as it used to. And you add to that large memories like you can get today, and that a gigabyte of RAM in a notebook computer isn't strange anymore. It's something reasonably common. You can get large hard drives. Notebook hard drives are up to 120 gigabytes today. And in fact, we have one machine on the market that has dual hard drives in it. So for somebody who wants to move around but needs real processing power, real storage space, all of that, notebook computer is great.
So talk about some of the features that are coming out, because now what's happening is you're starting to see some segmentation between equipment. Obviously, you talked about the media center, which basically is a device that works with the big screens, people entertainment center type thing, and you got the laptops, and you got the PDAs, the smartphones. So the users now have essentially lifestyle type computing environments.
Well, you know, if you look at things like BlackBerry's PDAs, HP's got our 6500 iPac. You've got a machine that you hold in the palm of your hand and acts as your phone, but you can also receive your email on, surf the web on, all of that kind of stuff. If you're not going to be receiving attachments, editing documents on it, that works real well. Somebody who travels a lot and needs to do a little more, the notebook is great technology. For somebody who is going to spend all their time at the desk and maybe needs the highest processing power, largest hard drives, things like that, your desktop PC is the way to go. As far as Media Center goes, we've got Media Center in a full range of machines. HP has Media Center notebooks and Media Center desktops. And they're, again, for someone in a small apartment, or think of a college student going off to a dorm. What could you have that's better than a Media Center laptop? You've got your TV in it. You've got your VCR in it. You watch movies on it. You do your homework on it. You can carry it to class.
It's completely versatile.
Yeah, and when you go home on a holiday, you close it up and take it along with you. You don't leave it behind.
Yeah, and you want to play movies on the plane.
Exactly.
Or wherever you are. You want to get some DVDs. Or we just did a podcast with a guy who's doing, you know, some videos, movies on SD cards. So all kinds of new innovations.
And in fact, some of the iPacs these days, you can actually get software that will put a movie on an SD card. And you can watch a real movie on an iPac small screen.
You've been around the block, been, you know, in the computer industry for many years. You're here at Sundance. What do you see out there? What's your feeling about the technology environment? Just as we're talking about some really cool stuff on the mobile side and all the HP gear that's coming out.
If you want to try to think about what's coming in the future, it's really hard to predict. But certainly, entertainment technology has proven to be really important. I mean, even like the machine we're showing here again, we've got things like our BrightView display, which means that when you're looking at video, looking at photographs, colors look brighter, contrast is better. That's not needed for editing documents, but for entertainment, that display is just great. We've introduced new technology for Instant On, like our Quick Play technology, and certainly some of our competitors have similar things. What they allow is, even if your machine's off, you can be watching a DVD movie as if it were a standalone DVD player within about 15 seconds.
Talk about the environment for these laptops. You mentioned the security. If you just drill down on that for a second. And Asus Centrino has low power.
Well, certainly the design of the notebook's the first start. And modern designs are using things like the Pentium M processors that are in Centrino. They do a very, very nice job of chopping back on power when you're not using all your processor resources. All of the notebook vendors, HP certainly, are working these days on turning off parts of the notebook technology that aren't in use. For example, on some of our commercial notebooks, when you aren't using your wired LAN, they turn off the whole wired LAN subsystem. And it doesn't save a huge amount of power, but it saves some.
And
those little bits add up. Certainly on the airplane, they'll tell you to turn off your wireless LAN, and we do hope you do. We make it real simple. We put a wireless LAN button on the notebook that makes it real easy to turn it on and off. And again, it's not a huge power savings, but 15 minutes is 15 minutes of watching your DVD. So you want to be able to do that. Other things, I always recommend to everyone, adjust your display brightness. And in fact, for our notebooks...
Why do you say that? For the power?
Display can take a lot of power. I can see a half hour, 45 minutes difference in a typical laptop between running it at the lowest display setting and running it at the highest display setting. And airplanes, for example, are a dark environment normally. So turning your display all the way down to its lowest setting makes it more comfortable to watch it, and also
saves power.
Lets you get all the way through that DVD.
Nice.
So lots of things that people can do, and it's just using common sense. Turn off things you're not using, turn down what you are using, and you'll probably be watching that whole movie.
Good deal, Kevin. Thanks so much for the podcast. And folks out there, HP's got some cool new laptops, new chipsets, new features, battery life, the new Centrino Core Duo, the Centrino Duo. Great stuff, and thanks so much.
Okay.